Hey, Harry. Today was kind of a wash. I spent 15 minutes on hold with my bank before I pounded enough zeros into the phone to connect me to a real person. I was convinced this fraudulent entity called SBUX on my statement was slowly and erroneously taking money out of my account in $4 and $5 increments. I was extremely put out that I had to spend my time dealing with this. I was really outraged. It turns out SBUX is Starbucks. I had to hang up on the customer service lady because she was being smug. Unrelated, did you know Pomeranian is an adjective referring to Pomerania, an area divided between Poland and Germany? Maybe that's why Pomeranians look so much like grandma.
Hey, Matilda. Life is logistics. You've got to learn to deal with these daily annoyances, Matt. You're too hard done by. Me? I make lists. You should make a list each morning and then follow it carefully.
Hey, Harry. I just put 300 Christmas lights, so cheap off-season, on a tree that's barely 3 feet high. If I look at it and then look away quickly, little dots swim across my field of vision. It's pretty excellent. In other news, the lady across the street keeps her blinds about 12 inches raised so that when she's just out of the shower and her lights are on, I can see the swath of her upper thigh to her lower abdomen. And her pubic hair is a wild, distracting show. It's like the classic 70s pubic hair that you just don't see anymore. The Brazilian bikini wax craze has had a really pervasive and detrimental effect on vaginas, Harry. This kind of thing is a rare occurrence. Needless to say, I'm tremendously visually inspired right now. What's new with you? Don't tell Mom about the tree.
Hey, Matilda. Two resounding thoughts from my weekend. One, there was a woman in the newspaper saying she doesn't like French kissing. This has caused problems in her marriage, but she just can't bring herself to do it. I feel somewhat vindicated by this, but I won't say I told you so. Two, I watched basketball for a while on TV and had the realization that fouls are bad, not good. You don't actually want to make them. That clears some things up for me about seventh grade gym. Anyway, that's all for today. I'm off to grade some disappointing papers.
Hey, Harry. I don't remember you telling me you don't like French kissing, but I'll let you tacitly tell me so. I just got home, and these were the contents of my mailbox, so I made a list. I don't like what this says about me. It doesn't seem true. A. Two Ivy League alumni magazines. B. Two New Yorkers. C. Two New York magazines. D. One Economist magazine. E. Two artist residency rejections. Then I had to have some bourbon.
Hey, Matilda. The boyfriend reads The Economist? I give you two 7 more months at the outside. I'm sorry you've forgotten that I don't like kissing, but I'm sure you do remember that I like to get all my important correspondence out to folks on Tuesday mornings, as that's when they're most likely to read and respond. Tuesday between 10 and 11 a.m. After coffee, before lunch haze. So hopefully I have your full attention right now. I think you're having bad luck, to be sure, with this residency stuff, but I also think your energy isn't in the right place. I just read this great book called Flow, The Psychology of Optimal Experience. It teaches how, by ordering the information that enters our consciousness, we can discover true happiness and greatly improve the quality of our lives. Try it, Em. Here are some chapter headers. The Waste of Free Time. The Rules of the Games of the Mind. Flow Through the Senses, The Joys of Seeing. Disorder in Consciousness, Psychic Entropy. Now go make some work. Make, create. Don't analyze it and don't yell at bank operators. Also, I saw an undergrad with a bowl cut and high striped socks on campus today, and it reminded me of you and your field hockey glory. You know, sports are a flow activity too. One more thing, Matilda. Birdwatching is also a flow activity. You can get iBird Explorer for your mobile device. Then you can identify birds. And lay off the bourbon, please.
Hey, Harry. Great tip on the bird watching. Remind me again when I'm 50 and live in backwoods Maine. And keep your eyes off those co-eds.